Beloved heart dwellers, the Lord is wanting to prepare us for the bizarre things that are coming upon this earth. Jesus began, "While preparations for war are being made, the world, at least in this country, is carrying on just like it did in Noah's time. Very few are taking any of this seriously. That is why certain things must happen to wake everyone up. Claire, you know that I'm holding back many of the effects of Nibiru and Nemesis. And Nibiru is a planet, part of the solar system of Nemesis, which is a dark star, and has several planets and moons, as a matter of fact." He continued, "But because of your prayers, and when I say your prayers, I mean everyone who is praying against this, not just your prayers. Many scientists are confounded by the stability of the earth in the midst of all these changes. I would like to say to them, your calculations are correct, except for one flaw, the prayers of the people, and my ability to mitigate what could be a serious catastrophe. There are many things now, my dear scientists, that are calling your attention to the fact that you are missing some key factors, and one of them is my mercy for my children. Nonetheless, there will be more intensive events as we move forward, and that is what I am trying to prepare you all for now. Beloved workers in the harvest field, more and more shall come to you looking for the answers. Be sure to answer them, and even put a playlist together for them to understand the times and just how closely current events parallel what is written in the apocalypse. Just as in Noah's day, as I have told you, so in this day will the events take many by complete surprise. Part of the reason for that is that I have been preparing you for so long that they think it's another false alarm. But soon fulfillment will come and cause many to question if this truly is the time. But you, my brides, are to grow closer and closer together every day, cleaving to me and being fully awake with the prophecies written. For now, my devoted ones, I wish to spend more time trysting with each of you. I long to hold my bride in my arms, to comfort her, and even dance with her. And dancing is a beautiful thing as we move in unison to the strains of holy worship music. Every day I wish for you to draw closer and closer to me and become more and more a part of my heart so that you can pray for those things which matter the most to me. As you can see, the enemy's attacks are becoming more frequent. All things considered, I am allowing this to raise you up in warfare and discernment. More and more demons are arriving on earth every day from Nibiru. Sightings of individuals are becoming more common until you will reach a point of full disclosure where you will see ships in the sky. When that happens, there will be a massive PR campaign to try to convince you of their benevolence. Do not be fooled. They are all demonic entities with foul intentions. Then I will need you to stand tall and notify as many as you can. These creatures are not benevolent. They have only your destruction in mind. Understand that the elements in the COVID shot are also beginning to make changes in people that will be more sympathetic to the demon realm. Many will begin to manifest bizarre behavior, attempting to bite and devour people. There will be many antidotes given, but without strict supervision, many of them will fail. They have no sense of modesty, and many times will be seen naked or sporting heavy canvas garments reminiscent of World War II. At this time, the Nazi agenda is becoming more and more prevalent and accepted. And the children of those who do not pray will pay the highest price for them Yes, this is a time of the apocalypse, and many bizarre things will emerge from within the earth and from outer space. People will be terrified and run and hide. Yet what these humans have turned into will be inescapable and violently aggressive in satisfying their animal instincts. It will be a time like no other, my brides. You will not be able to reason with those who have had the shot. The core of their minds that deals with logic will be absent to them. Prayer will be your only recourse. These times are not far off, but their advent is being strictly restrained to coincide with other worldwide events where the earth is reeling like a drunkard. You would do well to prepare for this time, being prayed up and well informed, and they will respond to the use of my name. And that was the end of the Lord's message. So, dear family, let us arise and brush off our slumber and be prepared for what's coming. Jesus, please direct us on how we are to prepare. Thank you for speaking to us. We love you, Lord. Amen.